Hi guys, this is Everest Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the How to Rape Your Boyfriend audio, specifically for people who don't have as easy of a time with non-con, or who don't maybe like consciously seek it out and stuff like that. As such, I generally try to avoid using the R word, unless I'm like, I need to define something, or I need to like say it as a tag, but I don't think I will need it for this aftercare. This is a pretty tame non-con audio, all things considered. And I kind of wanted, I was pretty intentional on my part due to things surrounding this audio. Like I had a pretty rough non-con audio come out 2 weeks ago, so I wanted to make sure that there was a gap where we did something consensual, and then I wanted to do like an example of like wholesome, healthy dynamic of CNC. So this is an audio where the speaker character, my character, like basically lists out in the beginning, hey, I'm really interested in having XYZ, all of these things done to me. And that's not something I do in a, wait, hang on, I'm getting ahead of myself. All right, first two things, always, these two things are always the most important. And they're interchangeable. There's no like order for these two, but number one, if you don't like this stuff, if you're not like into it, that's okay. I think sometimes both people on both sides wonder, right? Like, am I like messed up, or like am I missing something by like being into this, or am I missing something by like not being into this? You're not messed up. You're not broken. If you're not like, if this isn't for you, then that's very normal and that's fine, you know? And you are welcome here, whether you listened to the audio or not. Second off, actual acts of non-consent, never, ever, ever, ever okay, right? Non-negotiable. This is an axiom of my like existence here, I guess, right? So this, however, is a depiction, is a fantasy of two people acting out a fantasy. So the character like really wants these things to happen. And this is where I was trying to get at before, which is there's a pre-scene discussion. That's not something that I have tended to do in a lot of audios. Because I like the idea of like, oh, maybe they don't know what's going to happen next. Or like, I have this really dumb thing where I like hope that people will forget what's in the tags so that it can feel like fresh when it comes up. But in this one, I just thought it'd be nice if they had a talk about what they wanted to do. So I think for any like people who are, you know, going through something like this, I would say this is a discussion that you probably want to have, right? Like, not even setting aside like the importance of like respecting each other's boundaries, which is the probably the most important reason you would have that discussion, like they benefit from it, right? And now that I think about it, right, this is not in the other aftercare, but now that I think about it, this isn't even limited to non-con, right? Even wholly consensual sex without any form of non-con fantasy can probably benefit from a discussion of, hey, I like when you do this, or I want you to try doing this to me, right? Like, or I want to try doing this to you even, right? So I thought I would do that, where they kind of have that talk in the beginning. And then the other thing, right after they do the whole scene, he kind of goes into like a post-orgasmic, like a mumbling happy place. And then I made a passing attempt at doing some dumb aftercare, which is something that I feel like I haven't done as much as I would have liked to. So I think that's something I want to try putting into more audios. I think there's kind of like a like a stereotype that like aftercare like goes from like the dom to the sub, and I think that's great that it goes in that direction, but I think sometimes people forget that it also needs to go in the other direction. You know, people who dom, people who give those acts, like, deserve to be recognized and appreciated and acknowledged. And I was pretty like mentally out of it by the time I got to the end of this audio, but I still wanted to like attempt. So those are kind of like the two takeaways that I think are like a little unique to this audio, are like that sort of level of communication both before and after like sex happens is important. Not just because it's important, but also like it's beneficial. Like it can't hurt, right? Like it can only help you to know what your partner or partners are into. I just kind of liked that idea, right? We've had audios before that that depicted like healthy relationships between people who are practicing like non-con fantasies, but I wanted to make sure that we also show a dynamic where the people who were like the giver of the non-con is appreciated a little bit more. I think there's in some of like the other like dom subreddits or like role reversal subreddits, like there's a, I think, I don't want to call it a problem. I'd say it's problematic when a dom is treated as like a kink dispenser for the sub. The dom is participating just as much as the sub is, right? So doms deserve aftercare too. So I wanted to depict that. And show off just like a scenario where that took place. So to summarize, if you didn't like this, that's totally cool. I'm never gonna judge that. I'm always gonna accept what people are into. We come from all sorts of different places and we are all into different things. So I never want you to feel like there's something wrong with you or like you're missing something if you did not enjoy this. Actual acts of non-consent, never, ever, 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 ever okay under any circumstance. And communication, I guess, is really like the theme of this audio, is like the main like meta theme of this audio, I guess, right? Talking about what you want, talking about what you like. Also, I don't think I mentioned this, but like discussing what you don't like is also important, right? In that pre-discussion, right? What kind of boundaries you have, what you're not interested in trying, what might make you uncomfortable or like feel unsafe. These are all important things that need to be talked about. So yeah. And then dom aftercare is good, and we should remember that it's a thing that they deserve. Everyone deserves, I don't know words. Hopefully this was a pretty straightforward one. It, like, the full intent was that both characters were completely aware of and enjoying what was going on. So we love to see that. So thank you very much for listening, if you listen to the audio. If not, thank you for listening to the aftercare, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.